Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the episode 34. I call it North Base. On our North India tour with our ashram, we arrived at a medium-sized place. So this was under 100,000. We were a little bit late and no space for the Western devotees. I went straight to the local organizer. "Sorry, there is no space for us. Where can we sit? You get all the time the best space and you can travel with our guru." And the negotiation started. "That is unfair. Some women helped me. In the end, we didn't get anything." I asked for our tour organizer, Nani, because she had much more power than me. She refused. I went straight to Big Swami, the highest after our guru, and told him. He said, "We cannot do anything." So, then we were waiting for our guru and she didn't come. After one hour, they announced our guru would not come if there was no space for our Western devotees. Okay, guess what happened? We got plenty of space. Afterward, we went to a huge event with over 150,000 Indians. Imagine that. No? I had to help Nani and came too late. No space for me and too little space for our people. I said, "I don't care, I sit outside of the event." I was meditating alone at least 100 meter distance. No squeezing, not so noisy, much better than sitting in the place. And I decided to do so also at the next events. Guess our guru could not come. After 20 minutes, they found me and said, "Our guru cannot come." I said, "I have found a good place for meditation. I don't take away the space for other devotees. So what? So what do you want from me? You have to come to our guru immediately." I felt uneasy that I have done something wrong. But Nani is not sitting there either. That is not true. She is sitting in the back of the stage. I took my meditation mat and followed her. I was afraid that they would squeeze me between the Indians. I thought, next time I will hide better. No? Then I had to go on the stage in front of this huge crowd. The Indians immediately stand up. I bowed in front of them and we had to have this mess again. They bowed in front of me, were sitting down. After 5 minutes, the dust was settling down. Then Big Swami came and the people stood up. Big Swami said to me, "When you cannot find space for yourself, then go on the stage. We don't want to wait for you." I said, "I'm introvert, I'm afraid and feel uneasy to sit in front of so many people. And the other devotees are jealous. Everybody wants to sit here." So actually I could all the time sit on the stage. That was the reason why I didn't like to sit on the stage. We know that already. After some time you get used to that. And there is no other chance than to sit on the stage. We can't protect you in this place. Our guru came, put her mat next to me and sat down. I emerged in deep meditation as usually. This was what they wanted. All females and males, including me, had long curly hairs. So you still see curly hairs. And the males had a full beard. So under the shoulder and longer. No? Had a full beard. The guru and I were in white clothes, the swamis in red, the brahmacharis in orange and white. This was perfectly arranged. I was a guy for meditation, Big Swami for singing, and he had a very beautiful tenor. Incredible. I think he could be a superstar with his voice. And the brahmacharis, females and males, could all sing perfectly. So we had the best bhajan choir in India. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.